When he had everything he needed, he set out for home, but he didn't get very far. The heat from the late afternoon sun made Dan feel hot and tired. At last, Dan decided that it probably wouldn't hurt to stop for just a short rest. He looked around until he found an agreeable spot. It was a very pleasant place, with a big shade tree that spread its branches over a green grassy patch. Dan set down his basket and kicked off his shoes to cool his feet. He leaned his back against the trunk and closed his eyes. A slight breeze blew through the leaves. In no time at all, Dan was enjoying a quiet nap. While Dan snoozed, some playful boys from the village came up the road. They spotted Dan sleeping under the tree and decided to make some mischief. One boy tiptoed up beside him and reached out to tickle Dan's toes with a feather. Dan rubbed his feet together and wiggled his toes in the air. "Go away," he said in a sleepy voice.